Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Our Ask the Experts Weekend continues now. Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKV. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville, it is Saturday morning live on a beautiful Saturday, albeit we may get some rain, but then the Bedouin advises, rightly so, too much sunshine makes the desert. So, but anyway, welcome to Smart Money. I'm Hank Madden.
I'm Michelle Barron.
And I'm Brian Hughes.
That's right. We have the whole A-team, and yes, we are live today. Hey, we were doing something very important for you guys, which we'll tell you about later, and we had to deal with some family illnesses, so that forced us to end up doing a best of show. And please accept our most humble apologies for doing that without your permission first. But anyway, welcome to the show. You first-time listeners, a very special welcome to you guys and gals. Hope that you will be able to stay with us for the full 2 hours. And as always, our regular listeners, you're the foundation upon which we build, numbers ever expanding. And always, I am so amazed when I meet you guys, gals out in the public. Thank you for your listening patronage. Folks, we are a Christian-based radio show. My firm, Madden Advisory, is a Christian-based firm, and we try to conduct our lives based upon the principles of Christ Jesus. Now, despite what liberals may tell you, no, we're not trying to market Christ and attract you by being saying we're Christians. We're trying to let you know that we do have a moral foundation, which is alien to the liberal socialist left. So much of America's problems today are derived from a lack of morality. We've given up our moral compass, and consequently, you have a nation running where a good portion of it says, laws? What laws? If we want to obey them, fine. If not, what are you going to do about it? We'll just get somebody else to cover for us. Well, that doesn't cut it. We have got to get back to our Judeo-Christian roots. And when we do, it'll be amazing to all just how much we will actually change in positive senses. So anyway, what is the show about? Two different things. We're going to bring you up-to-date financial information. I'll take a different twist on it than most folks. I'm going to take major events that will affect policy, whether it be at the city, state, or national level. Yes, as much as the liberal left wishes to deny it and prevent us from or try to talk about how government policy affects financial decisions that you may be confronted with, let me tell you something, guys and gals, it really does. And so we want to make sure that you're aware of those and how they impact you and how you can better plan your lives. Then at the bottom of the hour, as I originally designed, we're going to give the show to you. That's right. This is going to be your show at the 10:30 mark. Well, actually, about 10:36. Now, we do have some special guests in the studio today. We have the president of the FPO, Florida Fraternal Order, no, FOP. I always get those initials backwards. Steve, say good morning.
Good morning, Hank, and thanks for having me.
Sure thing. And then representing Sustain's office supplies is Greg. Say good morning, Greg.
Good morning. I don't know if my mic's working or not.
Hey, good morning.
It's a little red.
Now I'm working.
Greg's is not working? Yeah. Yeah, do you see that big red thing in front of you there?
The light doesn't indicate that we're actually getting sound out of it. Just the powers on it. Well, I need you guys to share mic 5 to your left there.
Okay. Anyway, Sassines has done a lot for this city other than run a successful business. And so we'll have him here to tell you about an event that took place last weekend for some much, much needed finance for those folks that walk point every day in our life. Topics today, we're going to talk about the Green New Deal. Yeah, but this is going to be a different vent on it. And why you better pay attention to it. This is not just some insane babble. Folks, I hate to tell you, but it's actually happening. Then Michelle for Did You Knows.
Well, we made it to April. So both Hank and Brian should be pretty excited. They are both celebrating birthdays this month.
Yeah.
And as you start celebrating your birthday, I'm reminded of all the birthday milestones that we have. Of course, a lot of the exciting ones are when we're younger, you know, turning 16 and being able to drive, or 18 becoming an adult, and then 21 and being able to drink legally. But there are some big milestones when we age that have either a financial impact or a financial incentive. So those Did You Knows today are for those pre-retirees out there. Stay tuned in to learn about these milestones. Make sure you mark them on the calendar and remember the financial reminders that should go along with them.
That's super. Okay, and yes, I'm going to be an official senior citizen this month. Okay, Brian, the market.
Yeah, I'm not exactly excited about getting older either. But so the markets gained on the week with the S&P 500 gaining 2.1%. We're 15.96 positive percent on the year now. On Friday, the jobs report showed that the U.S. economy added 196,000 jobs, which is a little bit better than the 177,000 jobs that was expected. Unemployment rate held at 3.8% while wages rose again, but only slightly. Also very positive, there were reports that we might be getting closer to a deal with China, with Trump saying that the U.S. and China were rounding the turn in talks and predicted something monumental for both countries to be announced in a matter of weeks. And then there's a longstanding tradition of independence for the Federal Reserve. But Trump is testing that right now, reiterating his call for the Fed to cut interest rates and pump money into the economy by buying assets. Trump obviously is frustrated with Jerome Powell. And while he can't command Powell directly, Trump can influence the Fed by the makeup of the appointments he makes to the Fed. A few weeks ago, Trump nominated Stephen Moore, who's a former campaign economic advisor and a very vocal critic of the Fed recently. Moore's been calling for interest rate cuts. This week, Trump nominated Herman Cain to the Fed's board. Cain served as director of the Fed Reserve System from 1992 to 1996. But even with that experience, Cain is very critical also of the Fed, saying the Fed manipulates a dollar. And interestingly, Cain is someone who is calling for the U.S. to revert back to the gold standard.
And also, Cain is a very successful businessman and views the world through the prism of a business person and how we look at things. Okay, folks, I know that there's been a lot of talk and controversy over the new Green Deal, and many of us want to just kind of blow it off as, you got to be kidding me, really? Well, pay attention. Like most of us in America, we don't even realize that the tentacles of a very dangerous United Nations program are being enacted in our nation's cities and certainly our country with the full cooperation of those in the highest positions. Yeah, I know you're thinking, oh boy, here comes the aluminum skull cap. Well, no, not really. Intrusive, all-encompassing plan that could eventually affect every aspect of our lives is known as the United Nations Agenda 21. Yeah, we've talked about this in great detail. Folks, I'm telling you, read it, learn it. It's pure communistic in nature. That's why the socialist left loves it. We are all, and we must all, fight against it if we are to remain a free people and nation. The Green New Deal happens to represent the boldest tactic yet toward the full implementation of Agenda 21 in this nation. This specific plan, United Nations Agenda 21, sustainable development. Anytime you see sustainable development, know that it's got UN ties. Was a product of the Rio conference held in Rio de Janeiro in June 92. It was to be implemented worldwide in order to inventory and control all, now listen to this, pay attention, to inventory and control all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all energy, all education, all information, and all human beings in the world. And that, I know, sounds far-fetched, but folks, it's real. As such, Agenda 21 marked a new beginning for the UN, a decisive point of departure for the world organization. 100 nations attended the 92 Rio Education on Environment and Development, according to the UN Information Center. All nations in attendance agreed to the document. Representing the U.S. at the time was President George H. Bush, who allowed an outside entry, the UN, to collaborate and dictate an agenda which is already affecting our entire country and our citizens. Remember the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that Trump backed out of for good reason? Do you know that that gave the UN actual control over the rights and laws in our Constitution in some areas? Well, in a news conference given in Rio de Janeiro on June 13, 92, Bush's opening statement included the following remarks prior to questions taken from reporters. And I quote, "Let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment." Well, you know, the UN came out in 2016 through Christine Figueres, who was the executive secretary in charge of environmental affairs for the UN. That means she was the 800-pound gorilla in that area. And while paraphrasing, I'll be fairly accurate, stated, all of the UN's points of interest, regulation, views and what have you on the environment have had absolutely nothing to do about the environment. It was all about destroying 150 plus years of the Industrial Revolution and capitalism, redistribution of the world's wealth from there to underdeveloped nations. Okay, now, first called a suggestion for voluntary action not long after its introduction to the Rio conference, it was also known as the Earth Summit, Nancy Pelosi introduced a resolution of support for the plan in Congress, calling it a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. Newly elected Bill Clinton in 93 ordered the establishment of the President's Council for Sustained Development with the express purpose of enforcing UN Agenda 21 blueprint into nearly every agency of the federal government to ensure it became the law of the land. The main weapon used by Clinton for his call for action was the threat of environmental Armageddon, particularly manifested through the charge of man-made global warming, later to becoming climate change. It didn't matter if true science refused to cooperate in the scheme, as actual global temperatures are not rising, and there continues to be no evidence of any appreciable man-made effects on the climate. Oh, interesting to note, all those who want to say poo-poo to that, every time that the actual scientists who study this try to have a debate, of course, the left refuses. Okay, now, but the truth has been more important to scare mongers. Paul Watson of Greenpeace declared, "It doesn't matter what is true, it only matters what people believe in." Now, Barack Hussein Obama, which the liberal left seems to be offended because we pronounce his name, anyway, endorsed Clinton's efforts, saying climate change constituted an economic and security threat to the nation, signed on to the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015. By the way, that is a euphemism for what's known as UN Agenda 2030. You ought to read it. On September the 21st, 16, Obama instructed federal agencies to consider climate change when drawing up their national security plans. The National Intelligence Council backed Obama with a report saying climate change is almost certain to have significant direct and indirect social, economic, and political implications and poses significant national security challenges for the United States. President Trump momentarily was stunned and stymied by the UN movement to advance UN Agenda 21 worldwide in a White House Rose Garden event announced in June of 17 and was harshly, and still is, condemned when pulling out of the Paris Peace Accord. President Trump has many times spoken of climate change as a total and very invasive hoax. On March 28, 17, Trump declared the cost of complying with the government regulations assigned to limit climate change posed a greater threat to national security than did the changes themselves. Now, access to the Paris Peace Accord, Dr. Borjan, I believe, now I'm blowing that name, Lundberg, had the following to say in an article by Ed Hisserod in March 9th, 2019 edition of New America. Even if we assume all promises determined contributions of those signing on to the Paris Accord are fulfilled by 2030 and continue to fulfill them until the end of the century, there is a non-CO2 leakage, he's saying there would not be any, to non-committed nations, the entirety of the Paris peace promises will produce temperature rises by just 0.7 degrees Celsius. That is 0.306 degrees Fahrenheit. That's by the end of the century, 2100. And even if Americans did stop producing CO2, our CO2 levels would continue to rise because China, India, and other countries are building coal-fired plants by the dozens, which will more than likely offset any reductions that would be made. Now, on the stage comes Cortez and the New Green Deal. Now, entering the New Green Deal, the boldest tactic yet, is proposed by Cortez when the Democrat Socialists took control of the House in 2018 midterms. The origins and purpose of the Green New Deal are not unlike the positive-sounding objectives of Agenda 21, to protect the environment and make a better life for all of us. Well, in that forces behind the Agenda 21, we're becoming both impatient, scared, because after 27 years, Agenda 21 had not been realized, coupled with growing apprehension that people around the world were starting to wise up to the real nature of UN Agenda 21. Permitted the clock of deception to be removed to reveal the true goals of the Green New Deal, socialism, global control as a way to advance Agenda 21. Now, just for the what it's worth, Agenda 2030 got its name by the 17th provision. In that year, the UN is to assume dominion over the world, as it was written. Still undermined or undetermined, however, is whether through congressional election the Green New Deal would be enacted into law. Presently, most ambitious climate change and clean energy policies are coming from states. Illinoisans like the Green New Deal championed by Congressman or woman Corteza, let's see what they like. Like what most Illinoisans have in store for them. Illinois' General Assembly is weighing a bill, the Green Energy Jobs Act, that sets an aggressive target of decarbonizing the state's energy by 2030 and running the state completely on renewable energy by 2050. That includes deploying, you ready for this, more than 40 million solar panels, 2,500 wind turbines alongside 20 billion in new infrastructure over the next decade. And central goals are 100% carbon-free electricity produced by 2030 and 100% renewable energy, everything across the nation by 2050. It means that the 2050 goal also precludes nuclear energy. Broadly, the Green Energy Jobs Act aligns with the Green New Deal, while the Green New Deal resolution is just that, a resolution. In Illinois, the rubber might actually meet the road. According to Emily Melby, Chief of Staff of State Representative Ann Williams, a sponsor of the Green Energy Act, this bill is far more comprehensive than the Green New Deal and positions Illinois as a leader in the clean energy economy. Now, don't be taken back that this is just Illinois. It also, look at the political leaning of these states: Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, New Mexico, New York, New Jersey, Washington State, Massachusetts, Colorado, Maine, Michigan, Washington State, and D.C. have commitments and are considering legislation that would put them on the path to 100% clean energy. It isn't only states who are determined to convert to 100% renewable energy. There is a direct link between UN Agenda 21, as introduced to the World Summit in 92, and groups who are trying to gain control over local development of energy policies. Mayors in more than 100 U.S. cities have announced plans to transition their electrical power. Jacksonville, JPA, systems to 100% renewable by 2050. They propose replacement of traditional coal, natural gas, nuclear generating stations with wind, solar, you ready for this, and wood-fired stations. But none of these mayors has a possible idea of how to meet their commitment. Frederick August von Hayek, 1899 to 1992, Nobel laureate of economic science, left this warning for humanity, and I quote, "Ever since the beginning of modern science, the best minds have recognized that the range of acknowledged ignorance will grow with the advancement of science. Unfortunately, popular effect of this science advance has been a belief seemingly shared by many scientists that the range of our ignorance is steadily diminishing and that we can therefore aim at a more comprehensive and deliberate control of all human activities. It is for this reason that those intoxicated by the advancement of knowledge so often become the enemies of freedom. As more American cities, counties, and state governments are duped by the global warming fanatics into initiating new harsh laws, removing individual freedoms, the public can no longer afford to yawn and ignore the UN agenda, the Green New Deal, and all its tentacles into our lives. Folks, this is real. Sit back. Be complacent, eat your potato chips with your kid on the couch, and yeah, we got problems. Boy, did I run over. Okay, we're going to have, can we get this in?
I don't know.
What?
He's saying wrap it up.
Wrap it up, okay. folks, we're going to give you a short break, then we're going to go right to a long break. Did you know?
Did you know the Big 5-0 is the half-century mark, a huge birthday celebration. But while you're celebrating the success in your life, don't forget 50 also marks an important financial milestone. Stay tuned in to learn more. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Johnsonville, welcome back to Smart Money Live. Yeah, we're going to open up the lines in just a wee bit, but we have some special guests in the studio today. But before I bring them on, did you know?
Did you know, as you're celebrating 50 and fabulous, don't forget that 50 marks an important financial milestone. You are finally able to catch up. And while my first thought would be to catch up on some me time after the kids are hopefully through school and off the payroll, but don't forget yourself. You're at the point where you can make some extra catch-up contributions to your retirement savings. The government allows you to contribute an extra $1,000 to your IRA once you are over the age of 50. So maximum amount for 2019 is $7,000. And then the catch-up for an employer-sponsored retirement plan is even nicer, coming in at $6,000 for a total maximum contribution of $25,000.
That's super duper.
It certainly would help out.
Yes, it would. And I can honestly tell you, folks, I know Michelle's family, her husband, Ashley. I know that Brian and his princess bride, Stephanie, their kids will not be couch potato chip kids once they get out of school.
Not to say that they won't try.
Oh, no, that's true. Okay. You know, folks, too often we look in the rearview mirror, we see the Christmas trees coming out, and what's that? That's the police car lit up, and you're saying, oh, all kinds of nasty words. I hate the police, blah, blah, blah. We see these idiotic, moronic NFL players taking a knee, holding a fist up, saying, what do we want, police? How do we want them dead? When? Now? Well, these are the same people also that the police will be the first ones they call. Well, the police walk point every day of their life. And I know what point means from having been in combat. It's not a fun place, and you're most vulnerable when you least suspect it. So we all take care of our own. The military takes care of its own. And God bless our law enforcement. They also do as well. But we need help doing it. Well, on stage comes president of the Fraternal Order of Police. Steve, say good morning.
Good morning, Hank.
How are you, sir?
Fine, sir, and thank you for having me.
Well, we're honored that you would be here. And Greg, with Sassine's office supplies, say good morning to us, Greg.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's his nice voice, too. the two together have been able to provide a tremendous benefit to our police services and their families. Steve, give us an overview of what the benefit is that the FOP provides to the fallen officer or injured officer and the family, and then how, as citizens, we can do things about that.
Sure, thank you. So back in 2017, we had three police officers shot in the line of duty. We had one injured really bad in a traffic crash. And then in 2018, we lost a police officer in a traffic crash. And most recently this year, we had two more police officers hurt really bad in trying to apprehend an armed robber and a carjacker and a kidnapping suspect. We just got to thinking, you know, we realized quickly that when these officers are hurt, all of the city pays their medical bills and everything else. They lose money from their overtime. They lose money from their side jobs. It financially affects their family. So the FOP, through our foundation, created the Fallen Officer Relief and Welfare Fund. And we've been concentrating on trying to raise money to help support those officers and their families during this difficult time. And Sassine's Office Systems and Greg Lebb has been there from the beginning, and so have you, Hank. You and Madden Advisors have been there since the start, so we appreciate that.
Well, it's again, we have to take care of our own. Greg, explain a little bit more than just Sassine's. You do what?
Mainly Sassine's.
I understand what I do.
I have to say that because I think probably both of my bosses are listening.
He does a great job, by the way.
Thank you. This is the fourth, I guess the fourth event that we've done that's been involved with law enforcement. Somehow we've donated all of the money to that. This event was a little bit different because everyone who wrote a check, 100% of these funds went to these officers and went to this fund. Everything was paid for. I don't know. I go to a lot of fundraising, a lot of events, and usually part of that money is divided 50-50 where it's paid for an event and it's paid for a band or it's paid for whatever. This time what we all did, 100% of that money went to these guys, and they really need it. And I think that's important. It's important.
And it was a nice dollar figure.
It was. It's growing. So we don't want to say what the dollar figure is yet because we're actually still collecting checks, and it's been great. I got a telephone call from Fields Porsche, and they said somebody wasn't able to participate, but they left a check there for us. So it's been nice. The money's still coming in.
Now, a lot of folks may have been, or several, may have felt they were inconvenienced this past Saturday because of all of these cars that were pulling out in front of them and stopping them in traffic.
These drives, and we've done, I think this is the third drive that we've done. It's no different than than Harley-Davidson. They do the motorcycle rides. They're inconvenienced. I think it slows traffic down probably between 3 and 5 minutes, I would say, at the longest. So it's no different than any other procession that goes by.
But this is, folks, I got to tell you, every time that Princess and I, we ever stop somewhere or cars will pull up next to us, the good Lord has blessed us. He has truly, he has blessed us. Everything that we own is his. And he has allowed us to have two absolutely gorgeous automobiles. And when people see them, you never see anybody come up to them with a frown on their face. What are you doing with that, you vulgar person? You're trying to flaunt wealth? No. All you see is just smiles and laughs and can we take a picture? Kids love it. And we had, what kind of vehicles participated in this event?
Goodness, we had a number of Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Aston Martins, Porsche, Bentleys, Rolls Royces, McLarens. I think we almost touched just about everything except for, I think, a Bugatti, I think, as far as the exotic vehicles go. So it was very, very interesting to see all the car community come together and support this, which they really, really did. The drive, it sold out, and it sold out very quickly. So it was nice to see.
And this is, folks, these are gorgeous automobiles. Many of them are collectibles that have been meticulously restored. And then we drivers donate to the cause that we're backing. And it's anywhere between the fallen officers and the Police Athletic League, which is another fantastic charity. Tell folks about the Police Athletic League, Steve, if you would.
So the Police Athletic League, and that's, I think, some of the
earlier events
went to benefit the Police Athletic League. But for the record, I just want to get it on there that Greg wouldn't let me drive my diesel truck in this last drive. So maybe you can help me with that, Hank. But the Police Athletic League
that's
is
collectible.
The Police Athletic League is very important to help intervene and bridge that gap between public safety, education, and these kids as they're growing. There's sports programs, there's learning programs over there, and they're very dependent upon donations from the community. So the Fraternal Order of Police, yearly, we support the Police Athletic League, and events like this help those kids.
Now, you put those facilities in the most least desirable places in the city for the people who most need a safe haven.
Correct. They try to reach out to the most disadvantaged kids in our community and help them and bring them up through childhood to adulthood and show them that they have a chance.
Now, my understanding is for a child to participate and continue from the educational level, at least they must maintain a C average. Is that
correct? That's what that's my understanding also.
And that they have, those that participate with the Police Athletic League have a substantially higher graduation rate from high school, and then a substantial number that will from there go on to college.
Sure. When you give those kids a structure and you give them hope, they want that. They want that structured environment, and they want somebody to help them. So when you give them that, they succeed.
You know, that's what disappoints me so much about the NFL, and particularly our Jaguars. There are men and women like me, like you. We fought for our country's beliefs, our values. We feel they are special. The world would be significantly worse if it were not for America and what she has done. Many have given their lives or have been severely wounded because of it. Michelle's husband, veteran. And when we see these people go on foreign soil and demonstrate and dishonor our flag, and then go on to support a very racist organization, which Black Lives Matter are. And I don't care, folks, if that offends you, that's your problem. It sure as heck isn't mine. But that's the truth of the matter. Whenever you can sit up there and tell us that only one race matters and we want to kill cops, I just have a hard time seeing how you represent something decent and good. And don't tell me your woes. A lot of your problems are self-inflicted. If the NFL wanted to do something, why not go into the black community? Yeah. Go into the black community yourselves and donate your time and your money and help the Police Athletic League. And there are other fine organizations other than sitting on your fat butts. Well, I can't say they're fat because they do work out pretty well. But and take advantage of the system and say, oh, woe is me, woe is me. Well, I'm sorry, I don't buy that stuff. Now, those are my opinions. If you don't like them, again, too bad. I don't care. This is my sandbox. I get to set the rules. So we want to do whatever we can to support our police officers. These are our first responders, our firemen, our EMTs. They are all there for us when we need them. They don't ask what the conditions are when they go in. They go in. So think about that. We have to take a short information timeout, then we'll be right back. If you've got some questions you'd like to ask, give us a call at 855-765-1045. And that is 855-765-1045, as the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell us. Did you know?
Did you know the old double nickel birthday often goes unnoticed, at least when it comes to financial milestones? Stay tuned in to learn what financial milestone comes with your 55th birthday. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to Smart Money. You got us in a little bit of crosstalk there. You're listening to News Talk Radio WOKV.
You forget where you're at?
What? Yeah, that was It's 10:55. Did you know?
Did you know 55 is a critical year for people in company-sponsored retirement plans? Once you turn 55, if you no longer work for a company who sponsored your 401k or 403b, you can actually start taking a distribution without the 10% penalty. So you should keep that in mind if you're thinking about rolling over your old retirement plan into an IRA. The IRA does not allow the same feature without special rules or exceptions. This is also the age that employees in an employer-sponsored stock ownership plan must allow you to diversify your holdings. So if the company stock represents a large portion of your holdings, spreading your risk among greater number of securities is probably a pretty prudent move.
Yeah, unless you're an employee of Publix. And that's a damned if you do and damned if you don't. That stock has done phenomenal. Steve, we got a few minutes left. Anything that you would like to add to about the FOP that you feel that we should know as citizens?
Sure. There's actually a lot of misinformation out there about the FOP. And, you know, people say, oh, they get bad cops off. You know, they protect bad cops. And we're, first off, the name, fraternal. We're a fraternal organization. But we do represent our police officers when they're in trouble. But what most people don't realize is that throughout that entire process, when we represent police officers, me as a representative, we can't speak. So if you get called to internal affairs and you have to do an interview for whatever, you know, you didn't write a traffic crash report or you were speeding or whatever it may be, all we do is sit there. And we just make sure that their due process is recognized by the agency. So we do represent them through that process, but there's a lot of bad misinformation out there about what we actually do.
Well, that's super. Greg's the same. You guys have just, you do a wonderful job as far as your product in this city. And you as a representative are a tremendous ambassador to them. Sassines has backed up the fraternal order. Yes. And a significantly grandiose manner. I don't know how to say it other than that. Whenever you guys do something, it is it's a big deal.
Yeah, they've been great to let me really go out and support these guys and take time away from work to support a local charity, which is important to us. I think we are probably one of the only, if not locally owned and operated, copier companies left in Jacksonville. So we try to give back as much as we possibly can to the city, which is important to Sassine's, myself, and Sam and Joe Sassine, and everybody else. And we got a lot of good customers who've participated in this and always help us as well.
Do you want to name some of your, if you're free to do it?
Yeah, Avicenna Medical has been one. Beaver Street Fisheries has been one. You, of course, have been always there every time, you and Joby, which is fantastic. Fields Automotive Group has been just huge each time we do something.
Landstar was...
Momentum Transportation, which is part of Landstar, Taylor the Detailer, who helped. There's just a lot of people out there who've helped a lot. Malcolm Hogan, who does Cars and Coffee here. All these guys, I think we met all once a week and really sat down and hit the phones to raise money and organize this thing. And it wasn't easy putting an event on for five.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money Live, Hour 2. On what we hope to be is a beautiful April weekend. I'm Hank Madden.
I'm Michelle Barron.
And I'm Brian Hughes.
You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It is 11:10. Lines are open. 855-765-1045. That is 855-765-1045. Yeah, that's a bunch of numbers. I don't make it up. Somebody else did. So call and call now. And that's from the blessings of the beautiful Mystic Minx. Did you know?
Did you know 59 and a half is the time when you can start taking penalty-free withdrawals from your IRA without those special rules or exemptions? Well, that can be very attractive. Don't forget, money in a traditional IRA is taxed as ordinary income. It is important to plan your distributions accordingly in order to minimize your taxes. And just because you can pull from an IRA doesn't necessarily mean you should.
Yeah. Why do we have to be complicated and make it fit? Why can't they just make it 60?
I'm sure some liberal came up with that.
Does it also mean that we should be celebrating half birthdays? Like, if I've been missing out on an opportunity here for a while?
I would say yes. But I believe in the birthday month, right, too, so.
Well, we get new office lunches in October for me.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind doing that either. Okay. Again, we're going to have somebody call in with a very special birthday announcement pretty soon. But let's first go to Jay. Jay.
Yes, sir, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, I got a unique situation. It's not a bad situation, but I'm 59, and for many years I've been contributing the max 401k and, you know, the catch up. So last year was a pretty good year. I got a good bonus, and it put me in the highly compensated category. By $300 too.
You should give it back.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Anyway, so, you know, I used to contribute a lot. Now I'm held to 12%. So can I take the rest of that? So I don't need that extra. Can I put it in an IRA, or what do you suggest I do with it since I'm limited?
Well, go ahead, Michelle, but I don't think you're going to get where you want to be.
Just for the record, though, the limit was raised for 2019, but they are using...
Yes, it was.
Well, yeah, but
they're
doing...
They're using the 2018 balance, so
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, 2018. Are you married?
Single.
Okay, because that's a different set of tables. He's probably, I'm thinking, exceeding the allowable limits for an IRA is because it being phased out for income. Is that?
I'm well, sure if he's hitting the top brackets there.
At least for a deductible contribution. But,
well, and I don't know. The highly compensated limit is 120. So I only made that because of a bonus.
A lot of companies offer non-qualified type plans when you become highly compensated, sort of so you could still contribute to a retirement. So they'll count it as like a deferred comp type plan where you're really just deferring paying your salary or receiving your salary until some point in the future. Do they offer you any alternative plans that you could use in conjunction with your 401k?
No. Just, you know, the traditional before tax, after tax, Roth. You know, that's all we have is the traditional stuff.
Okay.
I'm thinking at the same time that I'm trying to talk, which oftentimes gets me in trouble. What is the balance of your 401k?
Almost 600,000.
Okay. What do you think your income requirements will be? Or desirable income requirements will be when you hit the withdrawal phase?
When I hit 67, is that what you're asking?
Well, now how much do you think you'll need to live on?
I'm probably, I could probably live on after tax, the net of, let's say, $50,000 a year.
Okay. Well, by the time you factor in Social Security, if you use 4% as a withdrawal rate, that's going to put you around $24,000. The maximum that we would ever suggest you taking is no more than 6%. So at those ranges, at the 6% and Social Security, you're probably going to be there. That doesn't count how much more over the next 7 years that you would contribute to it, or does it include market growth? Michelle, you're looking like you want to say something.
I mean, my thing is, yes, that's true. You're not going to be able to contribute and take the tax advantage now, and because of your income levels, you're not able to do the Roth. You're going to be phased out of there as well. But
maybe. He said he's just over 120. Right, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just over 120, but there
is that limit start at 120.
Yeah. So piggybacking there, on the Roth IRA, you might be able to do the Roth IRA depending on what your income is for this year. The phase out limits are between 122,000 up to 137,000 for 2019. And the way the phase out works is like if you fall right in the middle of that, then you get to do half of the contribution, which for 2019 is 7,000 when you're over 50. And, so that would be option one. If you can't do the contribution to the Roth IRA because of your income, then you could still contribute $7,000 to an IRA account. You just can't take the tax deduction. And so it's not as good of a benefit because you don't get the tax deduction. And then it's also not as good of a benefit as the Roth IRA because the growth on your contribution does not grow tax-free as long as you keep it in there for the required amount of time. So when you take the money out, you'd have a portion that you've already paid taxes on. You won't have to pay taxes on that, but on the growth piece you would have to pay taxes on the traditional IRA. So it sounds like you'll probably be able to do a Roth IRA on top of your 401k, but if for whatever reason you get a big bonus or, you know, your income pushes you out of that range and you can still do a traditional IRA account and just do it after tax, it's better than nothing, but it's not the greatest.
And that verges on a sharp stick in the eye because when you roll over to your 401k to an IRA, you're going to have to separate the income that you draw from each so that and report it differently. And there with
it's a reporting nightmare.
Yeah, it is. You're going to have principal, but you're also going to have to report as taxable the earnings, which would be ordinary income, on that IRA that was not deductible. So it's you know, I'm a blonde and a gator, so I got to keep life comparatively simple.
But even after that, it's not like he can't save, guys. I mean, he can save. You can still save that money. It's just not going to get a tax benefit.
Roth IRA first, or 401k first, then Roth IRA, then after-tax contribution, then non-retirement account.
You know, and here's a case, too, Jay, where it's nice to have an account that you can pull from to do whatever. If you want to take a nice trip somewhere, but you don't want to have to pull it from your taxable account, to have that whatever fund and build it up.
I have a cash account right now. It's about $50,000 in it.
Okay, well, that probably will be your cash reserve, believe it or not.
Yeah, I have a hard time trying to draw from that. I like to have
my gives security you some comfort.
Yeah. Well, listen, but, you know, Jay, God bless you, my friend. You have a problem that more Americans should have.
Well, one last question about the IRA. I like to keep things separate. I don't like to commingle. Should I open an IRA at my local credit institution where I keep my money?
No.
It's a credit.
No. And that, well, go ahead and tell them why, Brian.
Well, your IRA should be invested, sort of like what you do in your 401k, because you're not retired. You're going for growth now. Most credit unions really don't do investment type stuff. And if they do, it's usually insurance type options. Some banks have good brokerage type stuff tied to it, but credit unions typically do not fall in that category.
And they're going to be all commissionable. So I would go to, there are any number of platforms that you can go to.
Online Schwab. Discount, broker, Schwab, yeah. You know, E-Trade, Merrill Edge, you know, there's a bunch of them.
That you can go and just use no load investments. We like ETFs a lot. But again, you got a great situation, and I applaud you for it.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to take the tax hit no matter what happens.
Yep.
Better to pay taxes than not. Means you made money.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to remind you that when you're writing your check this April.
I just wrote one, so I wrote one last week, and I said it still.
Okay. Well, listen, Jay, God bless, my friend. Please give us a call and let us know how you're doing from time to time.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Okay. We've got Marshall in Nocatee, but Marshall, if you'll hold on just a second, I have got to make another short break, and his is non-qualified annuities. I actually was thinking in that direction. Wizzo.
Did you know traditionally age 62 has been the time when the world wants to reward you for the 6 decades of experience by offering a number of senior discounts, which is great. However, 62 also offers the opportunity to turn on some income. Stay tuned in to find out what you need to know. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Did you know?
Did you know 62 is the age for early retirement? Pulling your Social Security benefit becomes an option. You should understand that starting your benefits at age 62 means that you will receive a reduced benefit amount. Several years ago, Congress changed the full retirement age. Changes were made based upon the year you were born. So if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. Each year after 1954, 2 months is added to your full retirement age until the birth year of 1960, in which the full retirement age becomes age 67. Benefits continue to grow from full retirement age to age 70 at about 8% a year. So that's pretty good growth. Making a decision on when to start your benefits is a big decision. You should talk with your financial advisor in order to determine what makes sense for your situation.
Super. Okay. We have Marshall Nocatee. Yo, Marshall.
Hey, how y'all doing today? The lady and the two gentlemen.
I'm sorry?
I said, how is the lady and the two gentlemen?
Hey, you caught that, Marshall.
But, yeah, but do I, now I'll be a gentleman.
Wait, where are these gentlemen he's talking about?
Oh, that's good.
We got about 3 minutes here.
Okay,
so non-qualified annuities.
Okay,
So I got one a number of years ago after a bonus. I wanted to set aside some money for a specific purpose. As time went on, I didn't need it for that purpose. Now a related purpose comes up, and I'm trying to figure out that initial $10,000 I put in. I understand the last $10,000 I take out won't be taxed because that was pre-taxed money. But all the gain that I've made since then will be taxed. Is it possible to take it all out and move the portion that's to be taxed into a rollover IRA or something of that type?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Michelle will elaborate on that extensive answer.
Well, the thing is you were trying to take a non-qualified asset and put it into a qualified asset, which is just that the IRS is not that nice. Plain and okay. simple.
Okay. Did you do this pre-76?
No.
Okay. Pre-76, it was FIFO. Post-76, it is LIFO, last in, first out.
I remember your conversation with a client on that subject, and I dug in on mine. And cause that's what the impression was that the salesperson that sold it to me gave me. But when I dug in further, we were after that cutoff. Yeah. So, you know, those things happen.
Well, ain't it great that you got it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So... Well, thank you all very much. I really appreciate the job you all do with everybody that calls in, and we all learn.
Yeah, now, we know Marshall from where?
We know Marshall from the reverse mortgage business.
That's where I was trying to give you a plug, and I wanted Michelle to say something.
I sincerely appreciate that. I hope your clients have been very happy. Yes. That's my goal.
We use Marshall as a subject matter expert in that area. Well, Marshall, God bless. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, we'll see you.
Yeah, take care. Okay, folks, we're getting near that bewitching time. I want to give a heads up when we come back. I had an inquiry from John Dyer. He's the owner of DAP Imaging on a editorial that we did several weeks ago on where to find the information, and I have that. So we'll give that to you when we come back. Folks, we're getting ready to take an information timeout, bring you up to date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area. And then we're back to you and your phone calls. Lines are open, 855-765-1045, as the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell you. Did you know?
Did you know not only is age 65 a Medicare milestone, but 65 also brings some tax benefits? Find out about the federal tax breaks you deserve when we come back. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Smart Money. You are listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:35. Lines are open, 855-765-1045. As the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell us, so call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know the IRS rewards a larger standard deduction? And it starts once you hit the age, the magical age of 65. Your standard deduction increases $1,300 if you're single, $2,600 if you are married and both over the age of 65. The other thing is, if you have an HSA, once you hit the age of 65, you can start taking money from your HSA for any purpose without paying a penalty. Of course, if you use it for a non-medical expense, you'll have to pay income taxes. They remain triple tax free if you use the proceeds for medical expenses.
Super. Okay, I want to give a heads up before we get to our calls. I'm going to be very quick. John Dyer, who is the owner of DAP Imaging LLC, had sent us a message in middle of March, about a topic where I was quoting an article from the Wall Street Journal. Now, this is an article that appears Christmas Eve of every year, And the article was about Saul of Tarsus when he set out on his journey to Damascus. And if you'll simply just Google or whatever you use, WSJ, Wall Street Journal, article, and then you could just input the name of the article, In Hoc Anno Domini. I'm probably murdering that for you Latin folks. I-N, next word, H-O-C, next word, A-N-N-O, next word, D as in Delta, O-M-I-N-I. And you will get a slew of information on that article, and to include the Wall Street Journal. So a number of you had asked for that, and I have just been delinquent in getting it to you. Please forgive me. It's my problem. Okay, let's go to, come on, get up there. Lynn in Orange Park. Lynn, good morning. Try it this way.
Storm, and I wanted to call you this morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Wonderful.
We have a house in Orange Park. We have a small home in St. Augustine that's being rented. We owe about $125,000 on our Orange Park home. We're in our 60s. We owe about $60,000 on our St. Augustine home. I would like to not have a mortgage. So I have two life insurance policies for my husband, each of $100,000. Is it possible, do you advise cashing one in? Would I get enough money to pay down the mortgage on the home in St. Augustine?
I have no idea. Here's the reason I say it. I don't know what the cash value is. Nor equally as important, Lynn, when you go to cash in a life insurance policy, that is a major tactical and strategic decision financially. You know, how important is that life insurance policy for you when your husband passes, assuming he would pass before you? Without it, would you have a significant decline in potential income or other aspect of your financial life? Or, it doesn't really matter. So, first off, do we know how much cash is in that policy?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But we've been paying for it since 1995.
Okay, I'm betting you, I hate to tell you this, you probably, it's Universal Life, probably?
American General, I believe.
Yeah, that's probably Universal Life.
Okay.
And then it depends on what they sold you, whether it was variable or universal. Variable, you're going to have mutual funds in it. It's very cost prohibitive. Universal life, it depends on whether it was a policy. I have a universal life for my family, but I so designed mine that I would have very, very low cash value. Therefore, your premium stays low. So what your first step is to find out what is the cash value in that policy. Then you have got to determine what is the actual cost of insurance versus what you have put into it, because you may create a taxable event in so doing. I would encourage you to call your insurance company. Now, I wouldn't call the agent. I would on your statements, it has a number for the company, an 800 number. Call them and ask them, if I cash this in, how much would I get? And of that, how much of it would be taxable?
And they would be able to tell me those two things?
Yes, they can. You may have to pry it out of them with a crowbar, but they can tell you that.
Wisdom? Okay.
You got anything?
I mean, hopefully it won't be that painful.
Yeah,
they should be able to answer those questions pretty easily for you.
Right. I just thought if we had one home without a mortgage, that would help us. You know, as we get older, we wouldn't have to worry about that. The other house we could rent out, the one with the higher mortgage, until we decided to sell it.
Yep.
That was the plan. Yep.
How we approach paying off, the reasons we approach paying off a house has dramatically changed under the new tax code. Generally, you've got to look at the, really, the bottom line there will be what is your mortgage rate? So if you've got like a 2.3, a 2.5% mortgage, then you can earn far better than that. So why would you want to give up that amount of money? You know, so.
I'm not following you.
What is the annual percentage rate of the mortgage that you would pay off?
I think it's around 5 because it was bought as a second home.
Okay. So, you know, it may possibly make sense to pay that one off. But if it were, if that mortgage were, say, 2.5%, I would have to really think hard. Do I want to give up 2.5% money and pay that off when I could make far more than that by investing?
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Well, yep. God bless. Let us know what you come out with.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's see here. Go there. And let's get, I want to get Kimberly in Camden County. She's in, that's a long distance for us. Yo, Kimberly.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm great. And I just want to say thank you for always saying God bless you. It's so wonderful to hear those words on a radio station.
Well, there are a lot of folks out there that share the same beliefs. Christians have got to start standing up and not taking the bullying of the left. Pure and simple.
Amen.
So you've got a question on something that's really important to me.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm interested in, I had some money that wasn't doing anything, and I believe in working smarter, not harder. And I know the cannabis field is a very touchy thing with some people, but I believe it's for the good of people. I have a niece with severe autism and the Charlotte's Web, and you know, there's so many medicinal purposes to it that people tend to overlook it. And they're like, oh, it's for potheads and this and that. I'm like, no, it's not. It's something that's been kept from us for a long time. But I've been looking into investing. I'm just not sure which way to go because I've never invested in anything like that before.
Okay, great question. I've made a decision as the 800-pound gorilla for my firm that I will impose some moral boundaries on what I will sanction our firm to endorse. Now, those boundaries are out of a lot of experience. I have,
yes,
particularly when it comes to marijuana, I can only tell you this, that I have seen, I don't know, thousands of people over my life experiences that have had drug and alcohol problems. For every one of them, bar none, well, not, that's not true either. For the majority of them, marijuana is a gateway drug. Pure and simple. Marijuana also does have hallucinogenic, addictive qualities to it. In other words, it's like they're finding out, whoa, these video games, those things are really addictive because of the emotional addiction that you attach to it. And it is brain altering. Guess what? So is marijuana. I don't know how it actually betters us to have marijuana legalized. Now, as far as a drug for rehabilitation, you know, we use morphine and opium-based drugs. But those are prescribed and controlled by physicians and pharmacies. If cannabis can be developed in that manner for folks that it will be controlled by physicians and turned administered. I don't know why it cannot be administered through pharmacies. Then I'm okay with it. Otherwise, I just see this as opening up Pandora's box, which it already is, for massive abuse.
Okay. So you would suggest not to invest in it?
I will not take my client's money and invest in it. That's a moral decision that you've got to make yourself.
Right. Well, do you see where I'm coming from, how I know it can help people like my niece?
Sure, just like morphine can help people with lung diseases. It relaxes the muscles, enabling them to exhale more. So there is a place for it, but that is an illegalized dispensing industry.
That's what I'm trying to get into, is that aspect of it, you know. Because I know it's an up and, whether we like it or not, it's an up-and-coming thing.
Yep.
And irregardless, I mean, people abuse stuff all the time, and you can tell them all day long not to, but then again, you look at the flip side of it, of the positive stuff it can help people with, and that's where I'm kind of looking at, and not the, you know, the CBD.
Sure.
Is it CBD or CBD? I don't even know. That's how much I know about it. I'm trying to figure it out. So,
again, look at the moral aspects of it. That's it. And
yes,
then how I feel. As a rehabilitative drug, I have no problems.
Right.
When you go to the social use, then I have significant.
Right. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and have a blessed weekend.
You too, Kimberly. God bless. Take care. And we've got to take folks a short time out, and then we're going to get to Greg in Orange Park. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV 1149. Did you know?
Did you know it's estimated that roughly 10,000 baby boomers per day will hit their 70 and a half birthday? That is music to our government's ears. Find out why they're so happy to celebrate when we come back. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Johnsonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:54. Did you know?
Did you know once you reach 70 and a half, you are subject to the required minimum distribution rules? This is where the government forces you to take withdrawals from your retirement account in order to start paying taxes. The distributions are calculated based upon your account value and the uniform lifetime table, which reflects life expectancy. If you happen to still be working, you may not be required to take a distribution from your employer-sponsored retirement plan, but there is no exception for IRAs. At least at this point. How about that?
It's wonderful, the IRS.
Yeah.
They figured out how long we're all going to live.
Yeah. All right. Don't listen. I'm telling you, if this new Green Deal goes through and, Medicare for All, which is a euphemism, has absolutely nothing to do with Medicare. Matter of fact, Medicare gets scrapped. Greg, listen, I'm not going to have enough time to take your call on the air, but I'm going to give you an answer. Greg's question, and this is a very good question, should a customer client be concerned about their financial advising company's owner's succession? In other words, what happens when this person leaves? And the question to that is, most certainly. And to answer any concerns that or questions that you may have about Madden Advisory, yes, we do at Madden Advisory have a succession plan for this firm. So it will go on, I guess, forever and ever and ever. But we do have a succession plan. And yes, Greg, that's a very good question. There was something that came up last night that I thought would be of interest. There's a new expression called woke, W-O-K-E, whiskey, Oscar, kilo, echo, woke. And what this is a comment about social justice, and this is more from a minority expression is where the woke expression came from. The author of this is Andrew Doyle. He's a comedian, and he created a fictitious person, Titania, and she has her own Twitter account and is not a real person. And some of the things in here are hilarious. This is done tongue-in-cheek because the left is trying to nail you every time on social values and social justice. Social justice, folks, is a byproduct of UN Agenda 21. If you want to know where it came from and how it's organized. But some of his comments are the bombs were, if truth bombs were eggs, I'd be a chicken. Did I say that right, Joby?
Yep.
Chest hair is a social construct. Dieting is fat shaming yourself. Straight men should be in a zoo. We need a feminist caliphate. And so on. His book is, where is the book? Woke and Radical Intersectionalist. Oh, no, that's not it. Woke. That's the name of the book. Woke, A Guide to Social Justice. Titania McGrath is the fictitious person. Funny as heck. Okay, folks, we got to get out of here. If nobody said they cared about you today, know that Michelle, Brian, the beautiful Mystic Minx, and I do. Always remember, the greatest investment you're ever going to make is that special time that you will spend with your family and friends. Our American fighting men and women, their families. Thank you for the service you provide to give us a nation that we can still live in that's free for now. Our first responders, our police officers, our highway patrol, our firemen, our EMTs. God bless you. Thank you for the service that you men and women provide and your families that we might live in a city knowing you've always got our backs. And remember this too, Lord, folks, Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, He gave you this day. If you ever want to stand tall, the best way to do it is to humble yourself on your knees before your Lord with your children and teach them how to pray. They're certainly not going to learn it any other place. God bless you. We'll be with you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.